Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app.
This is the show.
Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.
Gabs, it's my job on a daily basis to do the school pickup.
That's a weird bell.
School bell ever.
No, I guess that makes sense. That's one of the ones where the kid actually pulls it.
Yeah, that's the last time I play a sound effect off the computer without listening to it first.
That sounded like my school bell from when I was in primary school.
Really?
Yeah. We took it in turns to ring it.
Yeah. So my daughter, she goes to Ryan Catholic College, and they don't have that.
They have a buzzer.
Just like an electronic bell. Rings every day at 10 to 3, and because she's in prep, you got to wait at the classroom. You don't wait at the gates or anything. You wait at the classroom. Then you go into the classroom and, you know, make sure she's got all her stuff and all that, because kids are notorious for leaving stuff at school.
Definitely.
Anyway, it was a weird one yesterday because I've gone in and we're just getting all her bits and bobs together in her school bag, and her teacher, who is such a great teacher, she's such a beautiful woman, and she's doing such a good job with my daughter's class and my daughter in particular. But she calls me aside and she's like, "Oh, Cliffo, can I have a quick word?
Mm.
I need to pull you aside."
And you're like, "Oh, God."
And I'm like, that's straight away
where
my brain went.
What's
like, who have you kicked?
What have you stolen?
What have you pinched? She goes, "Oh, I just wanted to let you know something strange happened with Matilda today." And I said, "What's that?" And she goes, "Oh, we had to watch a bit of a video in the afternoon. So to make it nice and bright on the screen, I've turned the lights off. And while we were watching it, Matilda, my 5-year-old daughter, fell asleep."
That's normal, isn't it?
In the middle of class. Well, I don't know. Like, maybe falling asleep when she's at home watching one of her little Barbie movies that they put on Netflix. And I can understand her falling asleep there, but she was the only student who fell asleep.
I feel like that's a really good sign, though, because, I mean, she's really comfortable at school.
I guess so.
If you were anxious, you wouldn't fall asleep in class, would you?
What I thought was interesting, though, I said, "Oh, were the kids laying down?" She said, "No, it's Matilda." So this show's going on, and my daughter's going, "I'm going to get comfortable here." Well, all the other kids are sitting up. She lays down and has a little snooze. And I said, "How did they realise she was asleep?" And her teacher, Carrie, says, "Oh, she started snoring."
She's my kindred spirit. That's amazing.
This kid, man. But I thought this morning, 13, 12, 16, are there any parents listening that have had this feeling before where a teacher's had to pull you aside?
Yeah.
And what did the teacher tell you? Like, what did the teacher have to tell you? What was your kid doing? Or not really doing wrong.
Well, maybe. Like, because my girlfriend got pulled aside by the daycare worker. So similar. They're a teacher.
Yeah, they're teachers.
She went to pick up her child and the teacher pulled her aside and went, "Your kid's a biter." There's always one, isn't there, at daycare? There's always a biter. And my girlfriend's daughter was a biter.
Yeah, and that's every parent's worst nightmare.
Yes.
You don't want to be pulled aside, being told that, you know, you're the parent of the biter. Layla's here. Layla, when did the teacher have to pull you aside?
Well, they had to pull my mum aside when I was about 3 years old at kindergarten.
Yeah.
They had to tell my mum that I had planned to show her G-string for show and tell that day.
I love that. Wow. So you've taken one of her pairs of underwear from home to do a show and tell. Did you know what it was? Like, what were you going to say about it?
I don't think I had any clue what it was.
Yeah.
Look at this awesome headgear
this
that I found.
This is what my mum uses to floss her teeth. Lisa on 13, 12, 16, you're next. Has your kid's teacher had to pull you aside?
Yeah, well, it was my daughter's kindy teacher.
And what happened?
I can't swear on radio, but...
You know it's bad when you can't say it on the radio, Lisa.
Well, a little boy stole my daughter's Tonka truck, and he said that's for not little girls.
Oh,
wow.
So they're having a fighting match with it, and she headbutted him in the nose and told him to F off.
Wow. Oh, my goodness. And she's what, 5?
No, she was like 3.
Yeah.
3?
3 or 4 in kindy.
Oh.
I mean, they pulled me aside and said, "Your daughter did this." And I'm like, looked at her, very naughty. You shouldn't do that.
But really, you're like, be a strong girl.
I'm proud of you, independent woman.
Like, but maybe just not that word.
Yeah.
And violence is never the
answer.
If it
hadn't been that word, yeah. Yeah, that's a tough one.
It is a tough one.
13, 12, 16, who's this?
Hey, I might stay anonymous after this story.
All right, anonymous. So why did the teacher pull you aside?
Last year, my son goes to quite a well-known Catholic college, and the teacher pulled me aside to let me know that... he had caught my son having a little bit of a conversation with a few kids around dealing cocaine.
What?
What? But he didn't know what it was, right?
No, he didn't. We'd been watching. on Netflix, and he's obviously heard it going past. We're watching Animal Kingdom, and he's heard it, and then thought it would be a great conversation. He decided to drop in there that he'd been to LA and all the rest of it. So the story was quite extravagant.
Imagination.
But unfortunately, the teacher, I obviously started to laugh, thinking how ridiculous it was. But the teacher wasn't laughing.
No, I bet. I bet she didn't find that funny.
No. Yeah,
well done, you, raising a little Tony Soprano at your house. 13, 12, 16, who's this?
It's Cassandra.
Cassandra, why'd the teacher pull you aside?
So I got pulled aside one afternoon to have a chat about an incident that happened between my daughter and her friend. So I was nervous and everything was running through my mind to find out that they got into an argument over an invisible cat and who was meant to be looking after it in the playground.
Well, at least they're fighting over the important issues. Shauna on 13, 12, 16. Has the teacher had to pull you aside?
So she didn't actually pull me aside. She pulled my mother aside when I was in kindergarten.
What'd you do?
I had actually shoved a kid into the sand and then sat on him because he was biting me.
Oh, well, you know what? You got to defend yourself.
You know what you're going to do? I'm going to bury that child.
Myself. My mum just laughed. The teacher didn't like it, though.
Yeah. I'm going to dig him a grave in the sandpit, and I'm going to bury him and then sit on his grave. That's what I'm going to do for biting me.
We do not condone those actions.
No, unless they're really, really deserved. Jody's here. Jody, when were you pulled aside?
When my son, he was about 3 years old at kindy, and I was actually in the police academy at the time.
Oh, wow.
And apparently he said to one of the teachers, "My mum's got a gun and she'll shoot you."
Wow!
What a threat.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. And how did you explain that?
Well, thank God they knew I was, I was at the academy at the time, so thank goodness it all went well.
Yeah, lucky they knew. If they didn't know, they would have been like, oh, wow, I don't know, I don't want to deal with this kid's parents.
And you know what? Thank God he just said that to the teacher and not, you know, the teacher at the academy, like your boss.
Want more Cliffo and Gabby? Download the Hit app. This is the show. Want more access to exclusive prizes? Become a VIP at hit.com.au.